Praise God. I want to talk today about a little bit about everybody's favorite topic, and that is deadlines. How many people here, that's your favorite topic? Man, you just love deadlines. Wow. You guys need a life, man. Deadlines. Everybody loves deadlines, especially around April, you know, around April 15th. As that day draws near, man, your checkbook is just burning a hole in your pocket. You can't wait to get that check into the IRS. Yeah. So that they don't come after you with penalties and all kinds of grief and prosecution and nonsense like that. I know everybody loves the deadline on your car insurance, that if you don't get the check into them by the deadline on the bill, they not only cancel your car insurance, but Motor Vehicles comes to kick you while you're down and fine you $150 plus $7 a day until you get that thing resolved. Just warms my heart. I just sit on the porch drinking iced tea thinking about it sometimes. Deadlines. I know even if you're a teenager, you know, you've got homework to do or you've got a project that you have to do by a certain day. And you know if you don't get it done, man, you're going to just catch a raft of grief from your parents and from the teacher. They're going to take away privileges. It's just going to be miserable. And the thought of it is just so exciting. Deadlines. Everybody loves deadlines, don't we? But truly, you know, without deadlines, life would be chaos. Nothing would get done. If you don't have deadlines, I mean, life would just be an amoebous blob. Nothing would happen. You couldn't even win a football game without deadlines because you'd never know when the game is over. You'd build up a 10-point lead. You could never celebrate because there'd be no deadline. The other team could always come back. I know the Ravens would love something like that because they always seem to lose at the end. But nevertheless, deadlines are necessary. If there were never deadlines, you'd never get to go home from work. Well, some of us never get to go home from work anyway. But most of us, we would never get to go home from work because there'd never be a time to punch out. Man, can you imagine that? Of course, then again, you know, there'd be no time to show up for work. There'd be no deadline. You could just stay home as long as you want to, and then, you know, of course, nothing would ever get done. Your boss would never make any money, and he would be under no obligation to pay you by payday because there'd be no deadline. Life would be absolute chaos. Deadlines are a natural, normal part of the very fabric of life. Scripture says to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under the sun. The sun goes up, the sun comes down. You have planting time, you have harvest time. You have four seasons that just come and go. Unless you live in Maryland, then you have two seasons that come and go, winter and summer. You have a clock, you have divisions of time. You know, on the Eastern Shore, it's maybe not quite as precise as the Western Shore. You know, you have 10 o'clock, which on the Eastern Shore generally means 10:15 or 10:30. 7 o'clock, which generally means 7:30. But what will we be? Where will we be without deadlines? You know, for instance, birthday, you go to wives. I mean, think, your husband would never, you know, would you ever get a present for your birthday or your anniversary? Because there'd never be a deadline. He could just take forever to, I'm looking at the guys and seeing these smiles and stuff. I'm like, okay, put that on the shelf. Scratch that. But deadlines are necessary. It's all a part of the very fabric of life. And the Bible has a lot to say about deadlines. In fact, some of the weightiest, most critical deadlines there are in life are really explicit in Scripture. Very true. And if we miss those deadlines in life that the Bible lays out for us through ignorance or through neglect or through apathy, we just don't care, we just don't take any notice or pay any attention, the consequences can be astronomical. The consequences can just be unthinkable. But they are real consequences and there are real deadlines. And we need to be diligent to conform to those deadlines so that we can reap all that God has for us for blessing rather than for destruction. Amen? Well, we want to look today at our passage in the Gospel of John, John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. You're welcome to turn there if you have your Bible. Basically, the setting for this is Jesus is traveling through Jerusalem with his disciples. A lot of controversy has stirred up because of him. A lot of people talking about him. The Pharisees, the religious leaders, they want to basically kill him and take him out. They've actually threatened that if anybody should confess him as Christ, as the Messiah, that they would be kicked out of the synagogue. And so there's a lot of controversy brewing. And as Jesus is traveling through town with his disciples, they encounter a blind man. And in the process, they learn something about deadlines. Something very profound about deadlines. Let's take a look at it. John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. As he passed by, I need a favor from you guys. Whenever you hear me in this message, say the words passed by or passing by or something along those lines. I need you to help me out with a little bit of choreography here. I need you to take your hand and just go from right to left. Just go. Okay? You can even add the sound effect if you want. Okay? Try that. Everybody just try that all together. Ready? Passed by. Okay, we've got it going in all different directions. All right. Right to left. Let's try it this way. I don't want to confuse anybody. Ready? As he passed by. Awesome. Very good. Okay, be diligent. John chapter 9. As he passed by. Very good. Yeah, timing is everything. Don't wait, like, you know, till three verses later. He saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. We must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Having said these things, he spat on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. I think it's interesting that Jesus and his disciples encountered this man as he passed by. Thank you. In other words, he wasn't out looking for this guy. He didn't set out to come find this particular blind man. He was going somewhere else. He wasn't on a campaign to round up all the blind people in general in Jerusalem so he could heal them all at once and maybe perform more efficiently. He didn't have some kind of outreach going on. He was actually going somewhere else when he encountered him. He had another destination in mind. He had things he had to do. He had plans he had to perform. He had an agenda and a schedule and things to accomplish. But as he passed by, very good, he saw this man who had been blind from birth. And I also think that it's interesting, some of the people that we meet as we are passing by, they're not on our schedule. They're not part of our agenda. We're not setting out specifically to see them. They're not part of some evangelistic campaign or some organized outreach of some kind. Generally, we may be headed somewhere else. We may have other things to do. In fact, we might even be running a little bit late, because we're frankly a little bit lousy, you know, and not very skilled at keeping our deadlines. And so we may be in a hurry, rushing off, you know. And they may be Someone we, it's just a chance encounter. Maybe the cashier or a clerk at a store, or maybe a waitress, or maybe, you know, a gas station attendant, or maybe we're going to see a friend and we are expecting to see them, but they introduce us to one of their friends that we weren't expecting to be there. And so it's sort of a chance encounter that way. That happens a lot. We meet people, we go to see somebody and they introduce us to somebody new that we don't know before. And in the process, when we see that they are beset with some kind of problem or problems, or maybe some illness or some affliction, or they're in some dilemma. And as you begin to talk to them and they begin to open up about their life, they begin to share some painful things that they are going through. And this little, still, small voice whispers to your spirit, even though you were going somewhere else, even though you had other things to do, this still small voice says, God has plans for you with them.